Welcome back to BBB, Books, Bevs, and Babes, an irreverent virtual book club with two book-loving brown girls. I'm Shia.
And I'm Chetika.
Welcome back, everybody. Today we are talking about the book The Happy Life of Isadora Bentley by Courtney Walsh. What did you think, Jenica? Let's just get right into like what we paired and like how you're feeling. Yeah. How are you feeling?
I'm feeling like Game of Thrones, where the first, you know, whatever, five seasons, I loved it, but then it was like the last couple of, like, I don't know, 50 pages or so, I felt like it was just dragged on and on.
It
could have been cut short by 60 pages.
Needed a good editing, I think.
Yeah.
All right. Well, what did you pair as your beverage with this book?
I paired a house punch. So remember, like, you know, in college, you just mix all the stuff together. But I chose that because of one little snippet of the book where she was, there was a task, I think number 17 or 18, where she had to plan a trip, even if it wasn't going to happen. And she was planning a trip to St. John's. I thought tropical, like, you know, whenever you think of Caribbean, you think of like
rum.
You know, rum. Yeah. So yeah. That's what I chose.
Okay. What's in it?
Rum and fruit.
Rum and fruit. Okay. Yeah. I chose my mud water mushroom coffee, which is to help make me happy, because this is, right?
Yeah.
The Happy Life of Isadora Bentley. And I drink mud water, not sponsored. I drink mud water every morning, and it has like reishi, like lion's mane, like all these other mushrooms and like turmeric and whatever. And it's masala chai flavored. So there's black tea in it. There's other stuff in there. I will post a picture obviously on Instagram, but I drink this every morning instead of coffee since I can't do caffeine, and it does really give me a little boost. And that's one of the ways that I give myself a happy little life. So I thought that it was perfect pairing.
Maybe that's one of the ways that should have been listed for her.
Yeah. Like get into mushrooms. These are not like magic mushrooms. These are like, you know, these are like, adaptogen type mushrooms that are supposed to be like, you know, superfoods or whatever.
Yeah.
But anyway, I do always get a little boost of happiness when I drink this. And so that is why I chose it. I think it was a good pairing.
I think so too.
So would you go ahead and talk about the book? Do the summary for us?
Yes. The Happy Life of Isadora Bentley by Courtney Walsh. Isadora Bentley follows the rules. Isadora Bentley likes things just so. Isadora Bentley believes that happiness is something that flat out doesn't exist in her life and never will. As a university researcher, Isadora keeps to herself as much as possible. She avoids the students she's supposed to befriend and mentor. She stays away from her neighbors and lives her own quiet, organized life in her own quiet, organized apartment. And she will never get involved in a romantic relationship ever again, especially with another academic. It will just be Isadora and her research forever. But on her 30th birthday, Isadora does something completely out of character. The young woman who never does anything on a whim makes an impulse purchase of a magazine featuring a silly article detailing 31 ways to be happy, which includes everything from smiling at strangers to exercising for endorphins to giving in to your chocolate cravings. Isadora decides to create her own secret research project, proving the writer of the ridiculous piece wrong. As Isadora gets deeper into her research and meets a handsome professor along the way, she's stunned to discover that maybe, just maybe, she's proving herself wrong. Perhaps there's actually something to this happiness concept, and possibly there's something to be said for loosening up and letting life take you somewhere happy. That was a long one.
It was. I mean, how did you feel about this? Because I know that, like, you don't work with neurotypical children. You work with neuroatypical children. Did you think, because I am not a person who's very knowledgeable about that situation. So did this strike you as somebody who with undiagnosed autism or some other neuroatypical?
Yeah, at the very beginning, I definitely thought like, oh, she has some kind of diagnosis. And I definitely thought that at the beginning. But as things kind of went on, I kind of changed my mind a little bit. I don't know. I have mixed reviews about
this. Yeah, it felt like she started off being like somebody with neuroatypical behaviors and then somehow turned completely typical by the end of the book, which I think is highly unrealistic and not normal.
Yeah, like, you don't get cured.
You don't get cured. You don't do 31 things and then go from being autistic with autistic personality, you know, issues to all of a sudden, oh no, I have a group of friends that I go to yoga with. And like, I don't think you can do that. I mean, you could probably learn to mask and do all the things that you need to do to like fit in better. But I just don't think there's a turnaround. And it felt very neuroatypical at the beginning, like completely, right? Mm-hmm. It was weird to be in this character's head for that reason for me, because I was just like, where are we? What's going on? And I couldn't kind of pin her down. Mm-hmm. And it just felt like it was not realistic, and I just didn't really connect with her or the concept. I mean, we all want to be happy. I think it was a good premise, but I didn't feel like her character arc was realistic in the slightest.
No, and I also, like, I don't know, I think her age kind of threw me off a little bit too. Like, she's rather young, and just to be filling...
At 30?
I think so. I mean, I'm comparing to myself, but like, I still felt like there's, I don't know, I guess to be where she was in her career, I thought was still a little bit young, at 30.
Yeah, I guess as an academic researcher. Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe. And then, you know, to hopefully publish or, you know, at least all the things that people were saying about her, like, wow, you're so brilliant. People have told me to work with you, right? Like, you don't usually get that at that young age. So
unless you are neuroatypical and have like this really brilliant mind that gets you through, like, you know, whatever. I feel like that happens fairly often in academia, right? You get like these people whose like fixation is their work and they really do a great job and they're really, really smart, right?
Sure, but like this proved that we don't know what she is.
Yeah, I know. It was...
I couldn't even hold on to that. That's my point to it, right? And so,
yes.
I don't know. I still stand by my statement. I didn't hate it. I was in for the ride and stuff like that, but like, towards the last 50 pages, it just kept going on and on and on. And I was just like, just let it die already. Jeez, like, just end it.
I'm going to be honest. Like, I definitely, like, zoned out while reading this book, like, many times. Many times. And then I was unmotivated to go back and reread what I had zoned out on. So that's all I have to say about how I felt about this book. It was just like, I don't think it's worth going back and rereading what I have just totally zoned out and not paid attention to.
I think you still get the gist if you read.
Oh yeah, totally. I got to the end of the book.
First 10 pages and the last 10 pages.
Pretty much. Yeah, you get the gist. I think I found like the David Attenborough like interludes were strange. Like, it just was not. And then the stern Russian lady in her head that was yelling at her, like, I find all of that, like, but it wasn't consistent. Like, she only put those in like once in a while. It wasn't like, I don't know. I just think, it was odd.
I thought of you with the, cause I like your inner monologue.
I do have an inner monologue.
And with the accent.
But the only time I ever hear David Attenborough's head, like his voice in my head, is if I think I'm going to think how David Attenborough sounds, and then I can make it sound like that in my head. But I don't have actual David Attenborough in my head narrating for me. It's just my own voice, right?
Of course.
So yeah, I don't know. I think that it was not, I don't know if she was pulling from her own experiences or if she was coming up. I don't know where she got the inspiration for this book from. But I just don't think it was a realistic story arc. I do think it's realistic to become happier, but I don't think it's realistic to go from being completely on one end of the spectrum, like literally, to the other end in 1 year. And it just seemed, I don't know, it just seemed odd. Even her, like, friendship with Darby, like, it was too convenient. It was too, they got too close too quickly. Like, I just, it wasn't a believable book to me.
Yeah. So. I feel like every single person in this, like, present setting of the book, right?
Yeah.
Like, was kind to her. Like, and she wasn't really kind to them at first, too. Like,
sure.
Logan and Shelley, her, you know,
assistants or whatever.
Student assistants. Like, she wasn't very nice to them. Like, she wasn't, like, actively mean, but she ignored them and, you know, all these things. But they were really, really kind to her, and I just don't think that's believable. Like, I think you and I are pretty realistic. Like, I don't feel like people in this world are, like, just like that. Mm-hmm. They're like, oh, yeah, they're being nice to me, so I'm going to be nice to them back.
I feel like all of the characters in this book were caricatures of real people. Like, they were, none of them were realistic. Mm-hmm. Darby wasn't realistic. Marty wasn't realistic. I liked him the best, but of everybody else in this book, Cal was not realistic.
No. I had the same question she did. I was like, why does he like her? I don't
understand. Yes. Yes. And it was just, and she was not realistic. Like, no. I just felt like there were no real characters in this book. It just was not done. I couldn't believe any of it. I couldn't suspend my disbelief. All right. Well,
I just wanted to mention one thing really quickly. Sure. Darby's daughter, Delilah. Although I liked her, going along with unrealistic, I have similar age kids. I would not send them across the hall to with the neighbor, the weird neighbor, and make friends.
Yes.
I would not
agreed 100%. And I love how, like, the device of, like, her, like, half naked toddler in the beginning. We never see Diego again, that little toddler. Like, he disappears into the ether of this book, and he's, like, never mentioned again. It just talks about Delilah instead. I'm a mother of two, and mine are older than the kids she has. She has twins, and then, like, that little toddly baby. And she has a lot of free time. What did Darby do for work? Is it just her husband who worked? Because it seemed like he was always available to, like, let her go to yoga. I didn't get to go to yoga until, like, my kids were old enough to be, like, in preschool or, like, in, like, actual school all the time. Like, I never had free time. This lady just seems like she's like, bye. Her husband's always home. She's always home. It was unrealistic is what I'm trying to get at. Like, none of it was believable.
I want to know what Dante does for work.
Truly. They said he was a chef, or he was learning how to be a chef. But, like, how is he home all the time and awake? Chefs stay out till 2 a.m.
Yeah, exactly.
And then chefs, they sleep until 10 a.m.
Yeah.
How is he getting up at 6, doing the childcare, and she can just go to, like, just flounce her way over to yoga anytime? No. What are the kids doing? What are the babies? What is happening? Like, I don't care, like, how supportive your partner is. I have an extremely supportive partner. I would feel guilty just having him be the one who works all the time and then me just dumping the kids on him anytime I wanted to go just flounce around. So I don't know. It just, the whole thing, highly unrealistic.
Yeah. Even the friends at yoga. Also,
correct.
They don't, people aren't just welcoming on the drop of the bat. They really aren't.
They're not. Well, maybe it's where we live, maybe, yeah, but maybe. No.
But still.
All right. Let's get into our ratings. How would you rate your drink?
I have two ratings. So, you know, here while I'm working on a regular day, not sitting on an island, I will rate it a 0 because it makes me want to vomit. However, if I'm on an island with the sun shining down on me, wind in my hair, breeze, whatever, all those things, I would rate it a 5 out of 5 because it has to do with the scene also.
Yeah, atmosphere.
Yes.
My drink is a 5 out of 5, obviously, because it is literally what I drink every day to be happy. And thanks. There's a shout out to our friend Anika who introduced me to this and it became a habit. But yes, I love it. If anybody is interested, I'd highly recommend. It's great. All right. So how would you rate for plot?
Like a 1.5. Yeah, again,
I'm going with a 2.
Like I didn't hate the first part of it. It was just like, as we talked about ad nauseum, it was just really unrealistic and repetitive.
All right, how would you rate for the writing?
I'd probably like a 2.
Yeah, same.
It was,
Yeah.
I looked at the genre. It's young Christian
Oh,
contemporary.
Christian too? Oh, that makes sense because we're going to romance and spice, and there was never even a single mention of anything beyond a kiss in this book. Okay. That's gonna bring down my rating even more. No offense.
Sorry.
All right, let's get to spice and romance.
Spice was like a negative 10, but
Yes.
I thought it was romantic,
Sure.
unrealistic, but I thought it was
Yes.
romantic.
Sure.
I'll give it like a 3 out of 5.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, that's fair, I guess. I'll give it like a 2.5. It's not believable. So
No, it's not
I couldn't get
believable.
into it. Yeah.
Yeah, I more so believed Alex than
Sure.
anything
Oh yeah.
Calvin.
But even he was a caricature. Like he's too much of like an evil caricature of a man who would do something like this. Like
Yeah.
most people have some gray area and she painted him fully black and white, you know, evil. And who would come in and say, "You were my golden ticket," out loud with the door open? Like
Yeah.
it would just
That was not
never,
smart.
yeah, it was such a stupid confrontation.
No.
Anyway, completely unrealistic. All
Yeah.
right. What are you rating this book overall?
Not quite a 1.5 and not quite a 2. I know you hate it when I do this. I'll say like a 1.75. There are some parts of it I liked. I agree with you. I really liked Marty. I liked Delilah. I thought
Yeah.
the whole friendship was weird, but I like her as her personality. She was
Sure.
very like direct. I liked that about her.
Sure.
So I liked that aspect of it, but the rest of the book kind of fell apart for me. So I'll say like a 1.75. What about you?
Yeah, I think, I mean, I was like on the verge. Like, I think I would have not finished this book based off of that first chapter if I were reading it in the wild. And I'm not saying that like I hated it, but I'm gonna say I didn't really like this book. So I think I'll actually agree with you. I think I started off thinking I might give it a 2.5, but then when you mentioned that it was like a Christian whatever, and the more I thought about it, like I'm just no offense to that, like anybody who is, it's just like I don't want to read about that. It's not, it's like this is not my, it's not meant for me, and therefore I do not like it. And I will not be reading any more books by this author because it is not for me.
I'm curious to, I mean, gosh, it's only the beginning of the year, but I'm
Sure.
curious to hear at the end of the year when we rate our top and our bottom,
Yeah.
where this will fall.
So far, this is probably the bottom,
Well, of
right?
course, it's not going to be the
Yeah.
top, but
Okay.
I'm saying, is it going to make the bottom list?
Yeah, I
Or
don't know.
hopefully we won't agree
1.75
on the
is higher than like what we rated for the wolf and like some of the other stuff that we did last year. But not by much. It's not that much higher.
No,
You know,
no.
Say You Swear, I think was our worst rated, and I think we
That was
both
like a
rated basically
minus.
zero or minus, right? So this is obviously better than that. I would rather it be wholesome than like
Yeah, that's true.
pedophilic.
That's true. But
So, you know, but
this,
1.75 I think is generous.
yeah, I mean, but we're just ranking from the books for this year. So hopefully it
Sure.
can
Yeah, yeah,
only
yeah,
go
yeah.
up from here.
Hopefully it can only go up from here.
Yeah.
And this gets higher than four rating, like a 4-star rating, higher than
Yeah.
four on Goodreads. But I just maybe think maybe its demographic that it's attracted are different than like what like basically our what we typically read. So yeah, I mean, I would say I did not like this book. I would not recommend this book. I almost didn't finish this book and it felt like it went on forever and ever and it didn't feel like it felt like a real juvenile attempt to write a romance novel. It didn't work for me. And I
See.
didn't like it. I like if she was neuroatypical, I feel like it should have been addressed. She should have gone to therapy. She never did. Like that was another thing. Like she was like, "Oh yeah, this Liz suggested I think about therapy and I thought about it and I thought I didn't need it."
Yeah.
Like bitch, you need therapy. Like if any of us need it, it's her. So I don't know if that's a Christian thing where they like are not real gung-ho about therapy, but it felt like she needed that to like help her to not be whatever it was that she was having problems with at the end. Anyway, didn't like the book.
Yeah.
1.75 is fine. That's generous. I mean, I think the more we talk about it, the longer we're talking about it, I'm dropping it again. It's 1.5. I'm stopping at 1.5. This is a 1.5. I'm not going as high as 1.75. It keeps going down, so we'll stop now.
No more.
All right. Oh my gosh. All right. So our next book is going to be are you going to say the next book? Go ahead.
Yep. Fortune of Emerald and Salt by Monroe Wild Rose.
That is a wild name.
It's a wild name, and that was a lot of like twisty, tongue twisting words.
Yeah. Together. Fortune of Emerald and Salt. It's about pirates. So that's our first time doing anything with pirates. So that's going to be exciting. I'm not typically like a walk the plank, you know, matey. It's not my typical version of fantasy.
This will be a new thing for us.
Yeah. I mean, I've read some, don't get me wrong, because when you read fantasy, you are sure to come across pirate fantasy. I've done it. I've been that way before. But it's not what I choose typically. But we'll see. It gets good ratings. Not that that's always been a good indicator of things for us, but, it's not too long, and hopefully we like it better than what we just read.
Yes.
Yeah. That's going to always be our hope.
Yes. Yeah.
All right. Well, thanks for listening, everybody, and happy reading.
Happy reading.